Is there any need at the present time for closed meeting today, council, or Mr. Grab?
No closed meeting, but we do have a consent item.
I'm sorry. Go back to the consent item.
We have one consent item to bring to you today. It's the in the matter of Charles Maresch. It's an after-the-fact application to retain a gravel boat ramp that will extend 10 feet channel or mean low water in Tabs Creek in Lancaster County. This violation actually came to the attention of the Wetlands Board when they were on an adjacent piece of property that Mr. Maresch owns for an application to install riprap. The boat ramp was apparently installed back in 2002, so 6 or 7 years ago. Because no one in the Wetlands Board or staff couldn't recall having issued a permit, a check of the records was made. There was no authorization that was apparently granted. We did go through a public interest review, and apparently in 2002, Mr. Maresch had asked his contractor, Fishers and Sons, about installing the boat ramp. He was under the impression that Fishers and Sons was going to procure the necessary permits. Obviously, that had not occurred. They have tried through, for other reasons, to contact Mr. Fisher, been unable to locate him. His attorney has said it's really not worth pursuing that. It's something that we would have permitted. In this instance, he's also reducing the boat ramp by one-third. He's taking the 15-foot boat ramp, reducing it down to 10 feet. We don't believe it has a significant adverse impact and has a minimal deviation. So we're recommending approval and would have had he applied in advance. In this case, Mr. Maresch acknowledges that even though he thought Mr. Fisher was responsible, he'd agreed to pay a civil charge given that minimal environmental deviation and minimal deviation and minimal environmental impact of $600 and triple permit fees. So we're recommending that the commission agree to accept that consent agreement in lieu of any further enforcement action.
I have one question pertaining to the contractor. Have we contacted the contractor, or
we've been trying as well, and we've been unsuccessful in actually locating or getting them down here. So,
okay. Questions of Mr. Grab and members of the commission. Is Mr. Maresch here?
I am. Yes.
Mr. Maresch, could you come forward?
Yes.
Raise your right hand. Shall I swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God?
I do.
Are the facts as materially stated by Mr. Grab accurate to the best of your ability and knowledge?
Yes, they are. I specifically asked Mr. Fisher, Eric Fisher, whether he was going to get the permit or I was going to get the permit. He said he would take care of it. Evidently, he didn't. Furthermore, he didn't even finish the job, and I had to pay another contractor to come in and do what he didn't do. I acquired an attorney. Attorney was unable to make any headway. I was told that there were a number of liens already against this gentleman, and that I may as well get in line and get the right.
There is a state agency that's involved with the regulation of contractors that you may want to contact. Not suggesting that, just telling you that that resource is at your avail. Do you also agree to the civil charges as proffered in the agreement?
I do.
Okay. Further questions? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to accept staff's recommendation and approve.
Is there a second?
Page 3.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Maresch. Back to the closed session. Any for a closed session, council?
No.